SRN News, I'm John Scott. Weather conditions on the East Coast are deteriorating. National Hurricane Center specialist Lisa Bucci says the beaches and waters in the path of Erin could be life-threatening.
Hurricane Erin is generating large swell that are affecting the East Coast, the Bahamas, and Bermuda, and will travel up the East Coast into Atlantic Canada during the next several days. And these rough ocean conditions are expected to cause life-threatening surf and rip current.
And while the East Coast deals with Hurricane Erin, the West is facing a different kind of weather challenge.
The dangerous heat wave has descended on much of California and the Southwest, with triple-digit temperatures expected along with higher wildfire risk. Officials have opened cooling centers in Los Angeles and warned residents to avoid strenuous outdoor activities. The peak of the heat wave will hit Arizona on Thursday and Friday. Temperatures there could possibly reach 110 degrees in the southern and western parts of the state. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Texas Republican-led legislature is expected to soon approve new congressional maps that add five new House seats that the GOP could win. The Texas Democratic state lawmakers delayed that vote by fleeing the state, but enough returned this week for the body to reconvene. Syria state-run news agency says that country's foreign minister has held a meeting with an Israeli delegation in Paris. The Sana news agency says Foreign Minister Assad al-Shabani met with Israeli officials on Tuesday to discuss de-escalating tensions and restoring a 1974 ceasefire agreement. These talks were brokered by the United States. This is SRN News. Costco staying out of the abortion business.
The popular big box store says it has decided not to sell abortifacient drugs in this country after months of entreaties by pro-life advocates. Walgreens and CVS are selling the pills after the Biden administration made it easier for them to do so. Alliance Defending Freedom says it's a good business decision, adding that the drugs are, quote, legally and politically fraught, raising significant reputational issues and driving away customers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
That Ohio man has pleaded guilty to attacking a pair of Ohio State students outside a bar in Columbus because they're Jewish. The Justice Department has released a statement saying 20-year-old Timur Mamatov of Tip City admitted in court that he assaulted the victims because they were Jewish. The defendant could be sentenced to as much as 10 years in prison. Antisemitism has been on the rise here in the U.S. This is SRN News. The United States is deploying three destroyers in the waters off Venezuela as part of President Trump's effort to combat threats from Latin American drug cartels.
The prospect of direct U.S. military intervention in Venezuela still seems remote, but the approach of American warships has angered President Nicolas Maduro, who's been indicted on drug charges with a $50 million bounty for his arrest. On Monday, he said he would mobilize millions of militia members to defend against the threat. Asked if the naval deployment could lead to U.S. boots on the ground in Venezuela, the White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt said President Trump was prepared to use every element of American power to stop drugs coming into the country.
The BBC's James Reed with that report. Rwanda-backed rebels have killed at least 140 people in farming communities in eastern Congo in July. One human rights group called the killing summary executions. More details at srnnews.com.